Hello, everybody. You are listening to Corpse Run Radio. This is Ian Hazzikostas, and enjoy.
We are the Forsaken. Forsaken. You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 28. Point one, a little mini Hallow's End update episode that I've chosen to do because I didn't have the information what's new in 2017 when I originally published episode 28. So this is going to be a 10-minute or so overview over the new additions and changes to the holiday. Here we go. We have two new toys this year that you can buy for 150 trick-or-treats each. One is the horse head costume. You can use it to wear a horse head costume, which is kind of strange. It's available at the vendor in Tirisfal Glades or Stormwind City, depending upon what faction you are. And then at the same location, at the same vendor, there is the horse tail costume, which says what it is, a horse's tail costume. As I said, both 150 trick-or-treats. Then we have a new exquisite costume set. Last year we got the Grammosh one for 200 trick-or-treats. This year we get the Xavier's costume. It also, like all the previous costumes, has a 50 charge limit and it costs 200 trick-or-treats. The Headless Horseman loot that you get from the dungeon is 880 item level now, which was to be expected since the bind on account items dropping on Argus are 880 as well. So nothing unexpected there. Hallow's End armor is now cosmetic and can be transmogged while the holiday is ongoing. So if you want to use the Hallow's End armor, you can do so. Be aware though that once the holiday is over, which is going to be on November 1st at 11 a.m. Blizzard time, so that's West Coast. Once Hallow's End ends, the transmog is going away and you won't be able to transmog it anymore until the new holiday comes around next year. Same thing that happened with the Brewfest transmog. It's exactly the same thing, and I would guess that every holiday from now on out, if they provide a special holiday garb, you will be able to transmog them, but only while the respective holiday is active. You will not need to be max level to do the Headless Horseman. I'm not sure as to what level character level you have to be to do it. At Love is in the Air, you could go in at level 20 or 15 even. With the Brewfest, it was significantly higher, like in the 40s, if that low. So I'm not sure really. And that brings us to the final new addition. Item-wise, you can get a new pet. It's called Naxi. It's a undead battle pet sold for 150 trick-or-treats, like the others are as well. All the previous ones are sold for 150 as well. So you are bound to need multiple tunes to get all the things, but that shouldn't be the issue. Everything else, I would guess, stays the same. We have still ongoing, like I said in episode 28, or as Hazel so correctly explained, you have the chance to go and get the spooky supplies to outfit your garrison with the decorations so you can collect the three undead holiday pets there. What she didn't say was the fact that you don't need to undress your garrison again if you don't want to. You can just leave the decorations up indefinitely. So you always have access to these pets because they are not limited to the duration of the holiday. that's basically it what I have for you guys in this little bonus episode. I just wanted to let you guys know about the new additions. Since it is Hallow's End, I thought that it'd be kind of an obligation for me to do it. So I sat down now and just did it before the holiday starts in a couple of hours. Okay, I might as well tell you about one more thing regarding the garrisons. And that's like you can go and get these spooky supplies and you can do your dailies there every day, obviously. And the spooky supplies, they give you quite a few other things that you can buy, which aren't too bad, especially if you need the last one or two tricky treats that you can't get. I know it's kind of a waste to throw these spooky supplies at the vendor to get one tricky treat, but you never know if you are at the end of your journey and you just can't get any more tricky treats. There's just no way to get more and you need these one or two more. You have the option to go and do dailies and you can trade the tricky treats for the spooky supplies at a rate of 1-to-1 if that is something that you need to do. So that's been it for me. Have a great Hallow's End. As always, if you want to write us an email, you can do that. And I forgot to mention the new email address we have, which is corpserunradiomail@gmail.com. So I got that in as well. And to end the episode on a musical note, I've found a song by Silverlet Tomy. It's called Hallow's End is Calling. This has been Grant Negus, Rule of Acquisition, number 19. Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye, guys.